I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Saturday in Virginia, white nationalists assembled to protest a Confederate monument's removal, shouting racist slurs and chants. One man drove into the counter-protesters, injuring over 30 and killing one. Some within the alt-right claim to be Christians, but Christian Aid Mission's David Taylor says they don't represent the heart of Christ, who told the church to make disciples of all nations.
Let's get ahead of the narrative and let's let people know that as Christians, we have nothing to do with racism. Quite the opposite. Jesus came to tear down divisions, and we're going to do everything that we can to bring healing to the past. I think these are wounds that are resurfacing from the past, things that have never been healed. And so there's a larger issue here. And that's what we should be talking about as Christians.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And imagine trying to travel without being able to read road signs or feeding your family without understanding expiration dates. Eric Morsehead says those are the challenges Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is helping people overcome.
So in India, there's nearly 300 million illiterate adults. And so to kind of help offset that and to help lower that number, we implemented years ago the adult literacy classes.
Each class will teach students basic reading, math, and finance, all while bringing them the gospel of Christ.
Not only would these individuals become educated, but they'd also come to know Jesus. And through that, their families would be transformed as well.
And find out what you can do by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships, containing 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.